I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Following the murders of several Iraqi Christians, thousands have been fleeing Mosul. The forced displacement is a terrible scene and one that weighs heavily on the staff at Sat-7. David Harder says many believers are concerned not only for themselves, but also for others. Iraqi believers are text messaging Sat-7, requesting urgent prayer, and the staff puts them on the air.
One of the prayer requests we received was for the terrorists, for the extremists, that they would basically have a Pauline experience, that they would, instead of be persecutors, that they would become lovers of Jesus through what's happened.
Meanwhile, in the poorest area of Ethiopia, Bethany Christian Services is providing immediate relief and education. Estimates suggest over 60,000 people suffer from HIV/AIDS and social problems are on the rise. Bethany is reaching out to the families affected by this pandemic by providing food, shelter, clothing, and education. Women gain independence and opportunity for employment through vocational programs offered by Bethany. Pray for the families affected by AIDS in Ethiopia. And unsafe drinking water kills more people than AIDS and cancer combined. International AIDS Answer is the Hydrade Biosand water filter. The filters are sponsored by Christians who often want the hands-on experience of installation. International AIDS Kurt Rapar.
What we've developed is a training center here on our site where we actually walk people through the actual installation of a filter, so that they can use that as an avenue for their either short-term mission trips or long-term missionaries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as missionary pilot. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.